The word today is genealogy. Welcome to The Word Today with pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. A genealogy is a record of a person's ancestors. It's popular today for people to explore their own family history, but every person can benefit from studying the family line of Jesus. There are good and bad people in his ancestry, and God the Father worked through those people to bring Jesus into the world to be our Savior. Here to share more about this enriching topic is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Genealogy.
As it is getting close to Christmas time, the celebration of the coming of Jesus Christ to this earth in order to be our Savior, to save us from our sins, and to give us eternal life in His name, I'm going to review a couple of teachings in regard to Jesus from the Bible, as well as a couple of Bible passages that discuss what we call Christmas. They're going to be a little bit different passages. One is going to come from Matthew chapter 1. Another one is going to come from Isaiah chapter 11. And we're also going to look for a moment at a passage in the book of Hebrews chapter 9. And these are not typical verses that are used at Christmas time. Most of the time, it's discussion of the Magi, the men from the east who came to see Jesus, or the shepherds in the field getting the message, or the difficult trek from Mary and Joseph from Nazareth down to Bethlehem, and that's where the Christ child was born. But today we're going to spend a time on some other passages that touch on Christmas, and I hope you'll find it instructive. We're going to start with a teaching that I think is critical for many of us. We have listeners around the world, literally in dozens of different languages. The Holy Spirit uses the words that we speak and translates them into different languages. What a blessing for the translators and producers of the program in the different languages. They're serving the Lord. They're using their gifts to serve Christ. And these people are bringing you the program in your own language. And it's, I hope you really appreciate that and love that service that these people are doing in the name of Jesus. And one of the things that's really important that you understand, if you come from a different background where there's not much Christianity, if you're just exploring it or looking into it, and let's say that you've grown up in the East or the Middle East, and you're not as familiar with the Christian worldview as is explained in the Bible, I'm going to share something with you, and I hope you'll wrestle with it and that you'll think about it. There is no such thing as reincarnation. Reincarnation is this teaching that we cycle through bodies in successive lives, and that our spirit kind of tumbles through time and then occupies a new body of some sort successively, so that you live in a certain form and then you die and your spirit goes on into another form, another maybe creature, an animal or a person. There is no such thing as reincarnation. And the reason I want you to know this is because the Word of God in the Bible teaches that we are created and that we live, and that it is in this one life that we must come to God, acknowledge Him, and receive the gift of salvation. And then we die, and after that we face judgment for the deeds that we have done, whether we have loved God and lived for His glory and faith, or whether we have defied God and lived for ourselves or in wickedness. Now, this is taught to us in the book of Hebrews, as I mentioned earlier. Hebrews 9, verse 27 says, "Just as man is destined to die once, and after that face judgment, so Christ will appear a second time, not to bear sins, but to bring salvation for those who are waiting for him. Now, that's an important verse because it teaches us that fact that we only get one life here that God has given us as humans. So it's critically important that you understand that you don't get multiple tries. You have to come to the Lord Jesus in this life. This is the moment. This is the time allotted to you. And it is in your life now that you need to come to Christ. And that's emphatic. That's critical. You need to realize that. And so I hope that's helpful for people in the East or in the Middle East where there is a temptation to think that, oh, it's easy. I can just always make up for it in the next life. And the answer is you won't get the chance. There won't be an opportunity. There's going to be judgment. Christ is going to call you to account for whether you came to him and relied upon him or not. The important thing in terms of Christmas, you're wondering maybe why I'm reviewing this, is because Jesus took on human flesh. It's called the incarnation, where Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, of the Godhead, came down and assumed human flesh. So it's very important that you understand that you don't get reincarnated. You don't get remade in a new physical body over and over again. That is incompatible with Christianity. What Christianity teaches is that the Son of God one time took on human form, was incarnated. That's what we call Christmas. And it's important that you understand that Jesus didn't have a start there in Bethlehem. We talk about Jesus being born in Bethlehem, but that wasn't the beginning of Jesus. He's the eternal Son of God. He just simply came in human form at Christmas in order to be our Savior, in order to bear our sins. That also is widely misunderstood in many cultures. Many people think mistakenly that Jesus was surprised and killed as though he was taken by surprise and as though his ministry failed or as though it was a sign of weakness that Jesus died. Not at all. This was all planned by God the Father, and Jesus was well aware of this. His resurrection demonstrates that this was all coordinated and planned. And from the very beginning, when Jesus came in Bethlehem, he was assaulted. He was attacked by the world and by Satan. It was a spiritual war that Jesus was entering into. Now, I want to talk for a second about the passage in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1. It's a beautiful passage. It's an Old Testament passage, and it's a prophecy about the coming of Jesus. It says, "A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and power, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord, and he will delight in the fear of the Lord." The fear of the Lord is respect, reverence of God. It's not being terrified. The awe and respect and reverence and adoration of God, Jesus was filled with this. He adored his heavenly Father and obeyed him explicitly. And we can tell in Isaiah 11 that this is talking about a person. Who would be that person who would come up from the stump of Jesse? What is this stump of Jesse? Well, Jesse, in the lineage of Jesus, was the father of King David. And so this is discussing that there's going to be a descendant of Jesse and David who would be this special person who would be filled by the Spirit of God. That person is Jesus. Jesus is the fulfillment of that Old Testament prophecy. Now, when we get to Matthew chapter 11, there is a genealogy, and actually Jesse and David are mentioned in that genealogy. It's wonderful that we have the history of the family line of Jesus, and there's some important things in that genealogy. One of them is that Jesus is traced back to Abraham. So he is the Jewish Messiah as well as the world's Savior. When you get to the book of John, the Gospel of John, there is yet another genealogy of Jesus, and this one goes back even further. It goes past Abraham all the way back to Adam. Now, in Genesis, Adam is called the Son of God. Now, ironically, he failed. He didn't keep God's will perfectly, and humanity sinned and was kicked out of the garden, and we've had to live with this original sin ever since, this imperfection. Christ came, he is the literal Son of God, and he is the only one to have ever kept the Father's will perfectly. So he had to come to earth in order to fix what was messed up by the first son, so to speak, Adam. The first human didn't do things right, and Jesus had to come in order to fix it, in order to redeem us and to bring us back from death. In this genealogy of Jesus, we see a combination of pretty good people, but also very wicked people. We see people that did well, like Abraham and David and Jehoshaphat, one of the kings in the Old Testament. But we also see sinners, really not good people. We see Ahaz and Manasseh, very wicked kings in the Old Testament. There's also four women in this genealogy: Tamar, Rahab, Ruth, and a lady named Uriah's wife. That was Bathsheba. So we get a real mix of the people that are in the lineage of Jesus. And this shows us that Christ came to save all sorts of people. I hope that you've enjoyed this review of the genealogy of Jesus and of this doctrine. Christ is the Son of God who was incarnated, took on human flesh. He came to this world in order to save us from our sins. So celebrate that fact. Let Christmas be a time of joy, knowing that Jesus is your Savior and that you have been saved for eternal life through him.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find the Word today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support the Word today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at the Word today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have the Word today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.